This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-490-1099 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-490-1099.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Chris Salcedo.
If you look at the polls today and before the debate, Investors Business Daily, the most accurate polling service from 2012, has Trump up by one. LA Times, which has been, well, very positive for Mr. Trump throughout the entire election cycle, has him tied with Hillary Clinton, but he has been as high as +7. And many look at the LA Times methodology and go, wonder. And then there's a Rasmussen, the most accurate polling service from 2008, who has the race tied. No, I'm sorry. Rasmussen updated post-debate. Post-debate, they've updated Trump +3. So those are the most recent polls, not averaging stuff before the debate, which, by the way, I can tell you that I think the debate was more of a tie. Tie leaning Trump. It's what I said last night when I was doing the post-debate analysis with Doc, and nothing has happened in the interim that has changed my mind on that. And I think what colored that analysis the most is I had a very clear idea of what Donald Trump needed to do when he got into that debate last night. And that was to flip the narrative, that he needed to make that debate a referendum on the WikiLeaks and a referendum on the admission in the Project Veritas video. Folks, he didn't even know the name of the Project Veritas video. He called it the clips, the clips. And Doc and I chuckled at this last night. That's not to say that he didn't do a good job. I think this was the most well-prepared he has been. And I've got the whole roster of sound bites I'll play for you today that will show just how much of a reprobate and a waste of skin Hillary Clinton is. And folks, and I'm not saying that to be rhetorical or to be partisan. Hillary Clinton is repulsive. When you, as an elected leader, cannot repudiate the barbaric procedure of partial birth abortion. I mean, that you are so committed to money being laundered by Planned Parenthood to flow into Democrat campaign coffers that you can't call out that savagery where no credible doctor will say is ever necessary. Ever necessary. I'm sorry. It's beyond the pale. It's that Mrs. I don't think I'm exaggerating by calling her a reprobate, by calling her a piece of filth. I mean, I had no idea that she had staked out that. I mean, most Democrats decry partial birth abortion, but Every other part of abortion, they're completely cheerleading. Hillary Clinton wouldn't even repudiate that barbarism, that inhuman activity of partial birth abortion. She's a true believer, folks. True sadist, Mrs. Clinton. So at any rate, so we will have all of the evaluation of those sound bites coming up. But I thought it was best to start out today to repudiate what the main storyline is today is Trump's little exchange here with Chris Wallace about endorsing the outcome of the election.
If you look at your voter rolls, you will see millions of people that are registered to vote, millions, this isn't coming from me, this is coming from Pew Report and other places, millions of people that are registered to vote that shouldn't be registered to vote. So let me just give you one other thing. So I talk about the corrupt media, I talk about the millions of people. Tell you one other thing. She shouldn't be allowed to run. She's guilty of a very, very serious crime.
And then, you know, he gets into the server and all that kind of stuff. But on this idea of accepting the results, Democrats don't accept the results when they don't go their way. Why should Trump? And in an election cycle where you have the IRS suppressing the vote at the behest of the Obama administration, in an election cycle where the Democrats have already rigged one election, and that was the Democrat primary, collusion between the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign, in an election cycle where you have Democrats on camera admitting that they have inspired violence at Trump campaigns to sway the vote, when you have them talking about various methods of rigging elections, why would anybody with half a brain cell say, oh, yeah, well, look at all that crookedness going on. Of course, I'll accept it. No. You want to make sure that it's fair. What if we see more Black Panthers jumping out there and doing a bunch of voter intimidation? Well, it won't be Black Panthers this time around. It'll be Black Lives Matter, right? Getting up there with their nightsticks, intimidating folks in certain precincts so they don't go there and vote for Donald Trump. Just like we did back in 2008. That case got dropped because why? Because Democrats occupied the Oval Office in the administration and they allowed that to happen. They allowed injustice to occur. That's what Democrats do. Illegality is fine so long as you're a Democrat, so long as you're supporting Democrats. And then, so Trump got out there today. Where was he at? Ohio? He said this.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to make a major announcement today. I would like to promise and pledge to all of my voters and supporters and to all of the people of the United States that I will totally accept the results of this great and historic presidential election if I win.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-490-1099 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-490-1099.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.